So one more unlikely outlier this hour. When something surprises us, it's not as though something has gone wrong, just that we may have missed something in our assumptions about the world. Be surprised. You might learn something like how an unschooled man from the poverty-stricken streets of India could know more than some of the greatest mathematicians who ever lived. A film being released today based on the life of famous Indian mathematician Srinivasa Ramanujan has the haunting title The Man Who Knew Infinity. The movie traces Ramanujan's journey from poverty in India to Cambridge around the time of World War I, how he faced prejudice and skepticism from British academics. The movie stars Dev Patel as Ramanujan and Jeremy Irons as his mentor, G.H. Hardy.
How dare you judge me?
But it is you who does of me, don't you see?
No. Quite frankly, I don't.
Don't you know what I've given up to be here? I have nothing. Do you even see the bruises on my face? I have a wife, Mr. Hardy.
One of the film's associate producers and consultant on all things math in the film is mathematician Ken Ono from Emory University in Atlanta. Ken recently wrote a book about his own quest to understand Ramanujan's life and his mathematics discoveries called My Search for Ramanujan.
I didn't learn about him until I was 16. A letter came to my house in 1984. I remember the date, April 7th. It was a letter from Madras, yellow flimsy envelope, and inside there was a letter to my father written by the widow of Ramanujan, a man who died in 1920, you know, 64 years earlier. And the letter basically brought my dad to tears, and he's really a very stoic man. And he told me about Ramanujan, this amazing two-time college dropout whose inspirational story has, you know, wowed lots of mathematicians, and including himself.
Why was your father so in awe of Ramanujan's insights and genius?
Right.
And so intolerant of your missteps as a student? Because Ramanujan's story is not exactly the one that a dad would embrace.
Right. My father, who was a math professor at Johns Hopkins, strongly believed that for us to succeed, there were three of us boys, we had to be great students. And what that meant was straight A's, high test scores. Creativity wasn't yet part of the formula. So it was a relief to me to hear that my father could look up to a two-time college dropout, and that was news to me. I embraced that idea, and I needed that kind of inspiration in my own life.
How did you follow his life, the problems that he solved, the insights that he had, and how did your math study track his discoveries?
Okay, well, this is a very long story. I've been following this my whole life. So I first learned about Ramanujan when I was 16, but I dropped out of high school. I wasn't a good college student when I finally made it to the University of Chicago. I had great mentors at the University of Chicago who helped me discover my love for mathematics. And what these men showed me is that Ramanujan found beautiful formulas. And what I quickly learned is, although Ramanujan only left behind three notebooks, by the late 1980s, people were still studying them, trying to figure out what the mathematics of the future could learn from these three notebooks. And I've been following that for the last 30 years.
And those professors at the University of Chicago pointed to Ramanujan's work and the kinds of approaches that he used for problems in his notebooks as creative,
As the height of creativity. There are thousands of us working, molding and perfecting little experiments or answering little questions along the way. But in Ramanujan, you had a fireball who really propelled mathematics forward. And, you know, I found that so exciting.
Why did your father miss the creative component of Ramanujan, even though he loved him so much, or at least wasn't able to impart that in you as a value?
Well, Ramanujan is an enigma in many ways. If you ever happen to look at his notebooks, they're available online now. There are almost no words. It's just formulas, often with no hint of what the subject's about. So very, very few people have studied the notebooks and have made much progress. It takes a lot of time to wrestle with them. How do you usually succeed in life? By taking classes, getting good grades. That's the usual path. It's very hard to encourage someone to strike out and expect to be an outlier. It's not safe. It's only now that I've been a professor for over 20 years, I've recognized that you can be successful in so many different ways. You don't have to be anything like Ramanujan. maybe like me, you could be lucky and have a guardian angel who leaves behind formulas that you can figure out their present-day applications. So.
Can you give me a sense as a student, a very basic student, and the people listening, what Ramanujan was able to do that others were not? What did he solve that showed his particular kind of insight?
Well, John, we don't have very much time
here,
so let me pick a few things. We do have are lots of formulas that people are using today. For example, I don't think there would be a proof of Fermat's last theorem had Ramanujan not assembled formulas that mathematicians in the 20th century would revisit, developing what's called the theory of Galois representations. And even today, and this is where some of my work lies now, mathematicians and string theorists are using the formulas he wrote down on his deathbed 3 months before he died to study black holes. And certainly nobody was studying black holes when Ramanujan was alive. But in studying his letters, you see that he had glimpses of theories of functions that 100 years later we find that we happen to need.
How is working on the film?
The last 2 years have been super fun.
Do they actually listen to you? Because I've seen some films about math, and you know, you get the impression that when they get to the hard stuff, it's time to cut away.
Oh, no. This film is accurate. We spent several days not only tweaking the script to get the mathematics right. If anybody has a complaint about it, give me a call, because I stand firmly behind what Matt Brown, the director, has produced. I think it might be perhaps the first film that takes the mathematics very seriously.
Mm. Ken Ono is the Asa Griggs Candler Professor of Math and Computer Science at Emory University in Atlanta, and he's the author of the book My Search for Ramanujan. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.